Today's radio play, Grand Finale, is based on a most interesting story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. Front page dramas are produced in the studios of the General Broadcasting Company. Circus is here. Outside the town, the striped tents with pennants and flags flying, the multicolored posters, the red and gold wagons, the midway and sideshows going full blast, herald the annual visit of a mammoth traveling show. In the main tent, the three-ring kaleidoscope of bewildering and simultaneous entertainment is drawing to a close the afternoon performance. In the dressing room tent of the star performers, Signor Amati Bellini, the wizard marksman, Anita Lamour, his living target, are preparing for their matinee appearance.
Nita!
Yes, Amati.
The rifles, you have loaded them?
Of course, Amati. Does my life depend on them being loaded right?
It pleases you to forget to fire them at you.
I'm only joking, Amati. May I come in?
Yes, if you wish.
What's the matter, Amati?
Nothing. What are you at?
Don't you love me anymore?
Nita, we go on in a few moments. Why must you start to that now?
You don't love me. You're tired of me.
I'm going to make a slight change in our routine today, Nita. Instead of outlining your right side first, I'm going to do the left one.
Why can't it be like you used to be, Amati, when we first fell in love?
Did you hear what I said, Anita?
Yes, I heard. What's the matter, dearest?
Nadjala, will you keep your mind on the act? I tell you of a change which might cause you a painful injury if you are not expecting it, and you pay no more attention to me than if I ask you what time it is.
Don't worry, Amati. I'll be expecting the bullets on my left side first.
I'll see that you do. The bullets are made of wax, of course. But a wax of bullets fired from a 20 paces could have put the one of your pretty eyes out, you know.
I'm not afraid. The aim of Bellini is always steady. It's only his love that wavers.
Why must you keep talking about a love? Is there nothing else to talk about?
Once you could talk of nothing else, have you forgotten? Or is that subject reserved for someone else?
Mind your business.
I was right. You're in love with that lion tamer's partner.
Listen to me, Nita. You'll keep Estella's name out of our conversation. You understand?
I understand that you no longer love me.
Lady! Peter!
Here comes the Sam. Stop looking like a whip of the dog and a smile.
Are you ready? You're on in a minute, you know. Come along now and say, Nita. Give the customers a great big smile today, will you? You know, you'd think you was really going to get shot the way you've been looking lately.
Yeah, I was just telling her the same opinion when you came in, Sam. Get the rifles, Anita.
Right away, Anita.
Well, how's the crowd today, Sam?
Stand to the top. Say, while we're alone, believe me, that dame of yours better snap out of whatever's eating her. The boss will be canceling your act. That's just a friendly tip.
Thank you, Sam. I have been thinking of getting rid of her for some time anyway.
Here's the gun, Amati.
All right. Mr. Ringmaster, Amati Bellini is ready for his answer.
Okay, then let's go into the big tent.
Smile and a bow.
I'll try, Amati.
Ready?
Ready.
Well,
I didn't see you. Did you see my act?
How say, and did you wow them?
What did you wow? I don't understand.
I mean, you panicked the customers. You was a sensation.
Oh, a sensation. Yes, thank you, fella. Did you hear that, Anita? Fella says I was a sensation.
I heard her. Sure. Signs of an early fall. Feel the chill, Marty?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be seeing you.
Here, Anita. Take the guns back to the dressing tent.
Where are you going?
Mind your business. I'll see you later.
Marty, what have I done to make you like this? Why don't you love me as I love you?
Come, Maria. Are you going to keep that up? Don't I take care of you as good as always?
Yes, but you never speak of marrying me anymore. Have you forgotten the plans we once made, Marty? What's happened to that little cottage in the country we were going to build when the season's over?
Now, listen to me. You and me are a business partner, and that's all from now on. I'm not going to build any cottage for you, and I'm never going to marry you. And I don't want to have you bothering me anymore. Do you understand?
Hey, pipe down, you two. Do your billing and cooing in the dressing tent. Not out here under the big top. Now beat it.
Sure thing, Sam. I was just going anyway.
Bad cat, Nemo. Stop that growling. You ain't mad. You're just jealous. I won't feed you till you stop sulking like that.
Having a trouble with your pet, Estella?
A cat's a cat, whether it's an animal or a human.
You mean,
My cat's jealous. Same as the one you got in your act.
Oh, Nita.
Yeah. Say, when's she gonna get wise that she's all washed up?
I just told her everything is finished between us.
You did? Honest?
Yeah. Are you happy, Stella?
How say?
You do love me?
Sure, Martin. Sure, I love you. Who wouldn't? Ain't you the headliner?
Yeah, that's right. I am. But it won't be long before I leave it as a cheaper circus and I go into vaudeville. I shall make more money. Then I can build a little cottage for us in the country, eh?
When do I start in your act, Marty?
Start in the act?
Yeah, when do I get to be your target? You say you told that dame of yours everything was off.
Yeah, I did so. But I meant I'm not in love with Nita anymore. That is all over, yeah. But she has a contract for the season.
Break it.
No, I can't do that, no.
Why?
Well, she would sue me, and I cannot afford to have that happen to me now. It would ruin me. Besides, you have never done Taka Dubois. I shall have to train you. One tenth of an inch off of the range, and you would be seriously injured. For a life, maybe.
Injured? That's an idea, Marty.
An idea? What do you mean?
An accident would break a contract if it was serious enough.
Stella, you mean... Oh, no, I could not do that.
No? Well, think it over for a while, sharpshooter. Think it over.
Next, you know.
Amati isn't here, Sam.
What? Oh, where is he? You're on next. Now, where is he?
He left a few minutes ago. Said he'd meet me in the ring.
Oh, well, come on, then.
You go ahead. I'll bring the guns. They're in Amati's room.
Well, here, read it yourself, Will.
Senior Amity Bellini, the wizard marksman and his human target.
Ladies and gentlemen, fire, please. While Signor Mondolini, the wizard marksman of his dangerous, justifying demonstration...
Heaven, I don't dare. Look, is he going to shoot at her with those real guns?
Oh, heck, Ivy, it's just a trick. Them guns ain't loaded.
It would be the death of his falsely living target before your horrified day. Ladies and gentlemen, Signor Amati Bellini.
He's taking aim. Oh, I'm...
Quit your squealing, Ivy, and watch.
Take it easy.
Just move in.
Stand back, everybody.
Sam, is she?
Oh, wait, I'll see.
Not a
flicker.
No, you can't mean it. Nita's not the...
She's dead, Bellini.
Oh, so you thought it over, Amati.
No, I didn't kill her, Stella. She moved as I fired.
Clear out of here, everybody. Everybody. There's nothing more you can do here. Come on.
There's something I can do.
Huh? Who are you, a doctor?
I'm sheriff of this county, and I saw the whole thing. I'll take charge of this. Don't let nobody touch anything, Ed. Give me those guns.
Here you are, Sheriff.
This one's loaded with real bullets.
What?
You load this?
No, Nita did. She always loaded them herself. Ask the ringmaster. Tell him, Sam. Tell him Nita always loaded the guns.
Polina's right, Sheriff. Nina always did load them just before the two of them left here to make their entrance.
How about tonight?
Well, tonight when I came to call the act, Bellini wasn't here. And Nita said that the guns was in his dressing room.
That's so? Where were you, Bellini?
I was visiting a friend.
He was with me. What of it?
Anybody ever hear this man and his partner quarreling?
I have. They had a flare-up about a week ago. Right in a big tent. I had to pipe him down. He told her he was through with her.
I see. And you're the new flame, eh, Blondie? You didn't plan this little accident between you by any chance.
Who, me?
I'm talking to you, ain't I?
Listen, Chief, I didn't have nothing to do with this. Honest. I don't know what he's been up to, but I ain't mixed up in it.
Son, you don't think... Listen, Senora Sheriff, I tell you I'm innocent. I didn't even know the gun was not loaded blind. Nita always attended to them because her life depended on it. She moved as I fired, I tell you. I never missed.
Anybody ever hear this man make any threats against the dead girl?
Yes, I did, Sheriff. He told me a week ago he intended making a change in the act. He was planning to get rid of Nita Lamour.
But I only meant
to... He told you that, eh? Well, Bellini, or whatever your real name is, I guess you shot yourself into a tough spot. The evidence points right at you. Hey, Blondie, what are you poking around in that trunk for?
Oh, just looking. Hey, Chief, look, a letter.
Give it here. Bert Green, Painted Post, New York. Anybody know who he is?
Sure, that's Nita's brother.
Yeah? Well, in that case, we'll just take a look inside.
What's it say?
Yes, what does it say?
You win, Bellini. So you fired the shot. The lady killed herself. She says here she knew you wouldn't miss. So she was going to get moving a line of the real bullets she'd put in your gun.
Oh, but why?
Well, don't you know?
No.
She says so you could marry Blondie. Well, I'll just take this stuff along for the record. You stay here, Ed, till the coroner comes.
Okay.
So long. See you at the inquest.
All right, now back to your places, everybody, and ready for the finale.
Finale! Finale! Places, everybody!
Gee, can you beat it?
Beat the what, Stella?
This Nita Day might have been dumb in some ways, but she sure knew how to stage a grand finale.
Be sure to read the interesting details of how a girl cleared the way for her rival and almost had her sweetheart hanged for murder. It will appear in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. The story will appear under the title, Love Tragedy of the Circus Sharpshooter and His Living Target. This is Wentworth announcing and turning the microphone over to your own announcer. Play for today, Miss Scotland Yard, is based on an interesting story appearing in next Sunday's issue of the American Weekly, the magazine distributed with all Hearst Sunday newspapers.